Since 2005, the Florida citrus industry has been under attack from citrus greening. 63% of all of the nation's citrus production occurs in the state of Florida. It has a profound impact on the economy of the state of Florida, 76,000 jobs, a $9 billion economic impact. And so it's important and necessary for us to really aggressively attack citrus greening. In the past, we've announced a coordinated effort within USDA, APHIS, ARS, and NIFA are working collaboratively together with state and industry groups under a coordinated and collaborative process where we work together on policies and priorities, creating a single point of contact, and we have previously announced $6.5 million going into this coordinated effort. We've also launched the first tranche of research money required under the Farm Bill, $25 million now being made available for additional research. And today we take an additional important step to extend eligibility under the Tree Assistance Program to Florida producers who have suffered loss as a result of citrus greening. This Tree Assistance Program could provide assistance of up to 50% of the cost of tree removal and site preparation. It could also provide 65% of the cost of replanting, including labor, and 65% of the cost of seedlings for losses that have occurred after October 1st of 2011. Now, there's a limitation on the amount of assistance any individual or legal entity can receive. It's capped at $125,000, and of course, this program, as is the case with many other programs, is subject to the adjusted gross income limit of $900,000. But we believe, even with those limitations, that somewhere between 4,500 to 5,000 producers in the state of Florida could be eligible for assistance under the Tree Assistance Program. We need 6 million trees that need to be replanted and planted in the next several years in order to make up for the losses that have already been sustained. And so it's important for folks to consider this as an avenue of providing help and assistance to replace those trees and to bring that industry back to its full capacity. I want to point out that this tree assistance program extension is available to Florida producers only at this point in time because that's where the primary challenge and issue is. We hope to be able to use this program to sort of also limit the impact of citrus greening. And also want to point out that we are faced with the possibility of a return of sequester in our budget process after October 1, so it's important that producers in Florida contact their local FSA office and have their applications submitted and approved, hopefully before September 30th. If they are, they'll be able to avoid the impact of sequester. If for whatever reason they can't do that, they may face their payments being reduced by the 7.3% congressionally mandated reduction. But this is an important step we take today to provide additional assistance on an individual basis and combines with the recent announcement of additional research money as well as the assistance that we've provided in our coordinated effort with state and industry officials.